Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I remember back on our very first date in the backseat of my car.
And to the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, thanks to you, you the lockdown listener.
Woohoo, just one.
Just one. And oh, what a fucking debacle this is. Seriously. So it's the 3rd of August, Monday, wherever you are in the world. We're in Melbourne and we're at home. Dane Swan, Samantha Richards.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, Dane.
Hey, morning.
How are you, mate?
I'm all right. How are you?
How are you, Sam? Well, Swanee composed himself as a big star.
I'm alive. I've got a coffee. I'm okay. Like a homemade coffee, obviously.
Yeah. Are we allowed takeaways?
I think we are, but they're going to decide the level of industries today, whether you're one, two, or three, whether you can stay open or not. So we will see.
Right. Well, I mean, there's as we speak, shifting landscape, as they say, but there's four reasons you can leave your house, and that's work when you can't work from home, give care or get care, essential shopping or excise within 5Ks. Unfortunately, none of those four things include deliver stubby holders to Swanee's joint to get signed.
What a goddamn shame that is.
Well, technically, isn't it a job? Ralph, hang on, we can get around this because it's Dane's. Is Dane getting an earn from this? You know, he could do. Sorry to give you more work, Dane, because I know you're flat out at the moment with the NBA season starting back up.
Yeah, there's two games on at the moment. I've completely changed my routine. Like, I used to be a night person. Now I'm up at 7 watching games of basketball and trying to go to sleep early because there's fuck all to look forward to at night.
Actually, when Ralph suggested this time or a time slightly earlier, I was like, oh, good luck. You can fucking tell him. I'm not telling him it's that early in the morning. And Ralph goes, don't worry. The NBA's on. He'll already be awake.
No, he thought he was all right. Ralph wanted to go 7:30 in studio yesterday. That's just ridiculous. Tomorrow, yeah. Well, that's up at 7. Like, I'm waking up at 7. I'm not getting out of bed till 10.
Last lockdown, it was very healthy, Swanee. You're meat free, you're alcohol free, you're on the wagon. How are you going to approach it? What's your mindset for this lockdown?
Let us know.
Well, I haven't really given it a thought yet. Well, I can't do anything. I'll probably be off the piss and out again. There's not much point. Just sitting at home doing fuck all. I don't know. I'll reassess after. I'll have my head around the 6 weeks of lockdown. From 3 weeks ago. So I'll reassess in 3 weeks when the original one was meant to be over.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do? It's fucked, isn't it?
Mm. It'd be good if you could give us some of your tips, like Swanee's tips to get through ISO. Like, it'd be really helpful, I think.
A list. Is that the list this week?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe, Dane, a list?
Oh, I'm going to give it a thought. You should have told me yesterday, but I actually don't know.
Perhaps for next week.
Just coming to grips with what's going on. It's just fucked, isn't it? But
the world
there's still going to be people breaking the rules, and that's just what's why there's people in jail, like for murder and stuff. Like, no matter the rules, people are still going to break them. It's just what happens. And like after 3 or 4 weeks, like I think everyone will have in their heads, fucking, I really want to go do something, but things are still. We're still going to get broken. It's just the way it is.
If I can use just a bit of media jargon here as a teaser, don't give it away yet, but what is your list for this week?
Who are you talking
about? We're in lockdown now. You said we're going to do a list if we're in lockdown.
No, Ralph. Well, actually, I might do something. Might rank something this week on my for one of the boys at the Pies wants me to rank something for them. So,
all right.
I was trying to do that for him, but
is it ways not to get fined by the AFL for breaching ISO protocol?
It's been a solid August for the Pies, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, Pies are shit. Even the coach is fucking up. It's going well down there.
Just out of weekend bingo, Swatty, weekend news bingo, what was more likely, let's say if we asked you on Friday, Nathan Buckley getting fined as the bad boy of Collingwood or Andrew Bogut fat-shaming Hutchie?
What was more likely?
Yeah, if so, I'd have said to you. One of these two things are going to happen, but what's more likely?
The Bogut thing, I would have thought.
So have you got tips? Have you got, on this point? Have you got tips for Hutchie? Because you know what it's like to be fat shamed.
Well, eat less Krispy Kremes. Isn't that what Bogut said? He eats a fuckload of Krispy Kremes. So I'll just say,
it's good advice. To be fair,
instead of eating two boxes, eat one. Start with that.
Yeah, but you were doing that when you were fat shamed. I mean, this is about the person and how they feel. So how do you feel when you hear about someone getting fat shamed? Because you know what it's like. It happened to you.
Men have feelings too.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, yeah, right? You put on a brave facade, but it hurts. It hurts. It digs at you. But, you know, what can you do? It's unfortunate, but, you know, heavy is the head that wears the crown. I don't know if that makes sense there, but I just popped in the mood, so I said it.
Sam, I reckon Sonny saying that was less likely than Nathan Buckley being the bad boy.
Have you been watching Umbrella Academy, Dane? Is that where you got it from?
Nah, what's that?
Oh, it's a show on Netflix. Season 2's just come out.
I finished Netflix a while ago, but now the NBA's one I've got.
Okay. It might have come out since you finished it. I think it came out over the weekend, perhaps.
Are you still getting JobKeeper and things like that?
Well, we'll see. Each month it's kind of a bit of a gamble. It's the third of the month, so hopefully I'll get it this month.
Funny you say gambling, because I think the government needs to employ not just JobKeeper or JobSeeker, Gambling Keeper.
Okay.
Because now all I do is sit at home and gamble every day.
Right.
Oh, who's going to reimburse me for all the money that I lose for sitting home? Because on the weekends, like, I wouldn't be sitting home betting on two fucking camels racing in Egypt. But because
it's a leader's track test, Swanny.
At 4 a.m. in the air, 4 a.m. in the morning, because there's absolutely nothing else to do, I bet on it. So I think the government should be giving us money for that too, in my opinion.
Reimbursing you for forcing you to gamble, forcing you to stay home and choose the only entertainment option there is available at that time.
Yeah, exactly. That's only one of the questions I had for the new lockdown. I think that's only fair.
What are the other questions? I'll raise it. I'll raise it with them. The gambling keeper, did you call it?
Yeah, gambling keeper. That's exactly what I wanted. That's exactly what I want.
And what sort of a price range would you be looking at? Because JobKeeper is $3,000 for the month and they're going to be reducing it to about $2,800, I think, for the month. So what would you say would be fair for?
Listen, I don't. Well, it depends. What you bet, obviously. But listen, I don't bet to really make money or to lose money. I just only have like little multis every day just to keep myself entertained. Really, mate, I don't care. Just give me something. Give me 25.
A daily allowance, perhaps.
Give me $25 a day. That'll do. I could whip up a multi with that. So how many days are left? 100, so 6 months, 180 times 25, you do the math and just give me that.
Okay.
Are you worried there's a lack of diversity in your life at the moment, Dane? Because I look at your Instagram and the last two photos are you lying in bed watching racing and you lying on the couch watching racing at NBA.
Well, you know, Instagram's meant to be, you know, show people what you want to see, you know what I mean? Like everyone looking pretty and living the high life and, you know, fucking going to nice restaurants and out holidaying in expensive places and all that. You know, everyone on Instagram, that's you meant to show what you want to see, not where you are. That's I'm just showing just what Melbourneians' lives are now. That's exactly what I do most days of the week.
He's a man of the people, Ralph.
He is. Exactly. No question.
Yeah, so stage four, it's not good. It was, like, mind you, it was the worst kept, it was the worst, more worst kept secret than Dids wasn't in the car. But everyone knew it was coming.
Everyone knew. Sorry, Samuel, what were the other questions you had for Dane?
Yeah, what are the other questions that you have for ISO?
Ralph, is horse racing shutting down in Melbourne?
I don't know for sure, but I think it'll keep going at this stage. Yes. Yes.
Is it essential?
Well, there's a good saying, which is never try and get in the road of a government and a revenue stream. So at the moment, the government's making money from horse racing. And not only that, so it's a, well, they call it, you know, like in footy, when you miss a goal and there goes up the other end, a two-goal turnaround. So not only would the government not be making money, but then it would be costing heaps of money because you got all these relatively low-paid, and I was certainly one for a couple of years, hands-on horse people, completely out of work. You'd have an animal welfare issue because the horses still have to get exercise, or you have to do something with them. And also, it would probably ruin the industry for 2 or 3 years, I would say, if there was a six-week lockdown, because on the verge of the spring carnival, if you owned a horse with talent, you would send it straight to Sydney, even though at the moment you're not allowed to take horses to Sydney. I reckon that in a heartbeat, Sydney would change their rules and say, yes, you can bring a good horse here as long as you place here. Yeah. So that would – it's a massive implication. And the other thing is too, and look, obviously self-interest because I want and need the sport to keep going, but the sport should be used as a real case study here going forward, because it's an outdoor sport. The participants, in, as far as the jockey's concerned, are super fit, but all the other trainers and staff are outdoors, hands-on. They're active. They've got, you know, for mental health perspectives, they've got things to do, and they're challenged, and they've got a job. I think it should be used as a case study because in 4.5 months while it's happened, there hasn't been one case of COVID in horse racing, even though, for instance, Flemington's literally in a lockdown area part of Melbourne, yet it's been used so well and there hasn't been any spread. So I think there's no reason to whatsoever, and really they should learn lessons of what's worked with racing. That's my serious bit for the day.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point.
I've really struggled to understand why they didn't find a way to keep gyms open from a mental health perspective, because I think Swanee has touched on it before, like there's got to be some kind of trade-off between the effects that it's having on people's mental health, and I think that, you know, gyms are somewhere that they can manage and mitigate the amount of people that are coming in and when they're coming in and the sanitization of all the equipment. And I think that there should have been more done to find ways to keep gyms open and give people an outlet, and also, you know, chemically their serotonin levels, and, you know, just help with people's mental health, because it's really becoming a huge deal and a huge side effect of these lockdowns. They should have, I agree with you, Ralph, like there are ways to keep industries open, like racing, and I think that they should have done more to find a way to keep gyms and mental well-being industries open.
There should have been a lot more done to keep us open, a lot more done. It's got nothing to do with fucking opening gyms. Absolute nightmare, but we're in it now, and what can you do? Well, it's not even about like politics. I couldn't give a fuck about Labor or Liberal, and it's more just about someone making some decisions to save us a long time ago. But listen, what can you do? And I feel sorry for all the singles out there too. How are they going to fuck if you can't? What's 6 weeks? The poor guys and girls, obviously.
Do you reckon Apple will let us call this show "How Are They Going to Fuck"?
Yeah. What about Tinder? Must I wonder
what was happening with like Tinder and that.
I wonder if they'll make rules like where you can only go within like a 5K radius of your house.
I don't think you're allowed to go around for nookie, Dane.
You're not?
You are, but you're allowed to go. There's a bonk asterisk, isn't there?
I don't think there is. So.
You can see your partner.
You can see your partner.
Well, there if you've got 20. What about if you're in a polygamous, what about if you're in a polygamous relationship?
That is a good question.
Well, who do you like if people can identify as whatever they want, which is fine, why can't, you know, I'm a polygamist. Like, who, if someone says I'm a polygamist, how can you argue against their faith or is polygamy a religion or is it just a way of life?
I'm just thinking that, you know, how the cops are pulling you over at the moment. They say, well, where are you going? Well, I'm going to my partner's place. Where have you been? Well, I was at my other partner's place.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah.
So that'd be a big bonus at the moment. See, polygamists then are a winner from this lockdown, Swanee. We're going to look at positives here on the show.
Right, exactly. Yep. I'm just thinking of everyone.
Yeah.
Moms out there.
Dogs are a winner.
No, they're not.
Oh, my dog's
see the owners more.
I don't. Yeah, no, I don't think they want it.
No. Okay, there's a limit even with dogs' love.
My dog hates it. My dog loves going to bed early. He's like pissed off. I've had enough of you. So he wakes up in the morning, gets his breakfast, and then goes back to his bed. He's had enough. But I think you're only allowed to. You've got to walk the dog together, or
no? I think it's only one.
I thought it was in the shops. You know, only allowed to go up to shops. I thought you were allowed to exercise with one person.
One, yeah, but they have to be within your own household.
So you're saying one person while walking your dog? Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that's right.
So you can walk a dog with your partner or your wife or something like. Yeah.
That would make sense.
The other thing I want to talk about, Karen, I was walking up the market the other day, yesterday, because there's a, you know, as soon as we heard we're going to stage four, there was a absolute riot going down the shops. They run there to get toilet paper.
Do they not know that the one thing that is staying open, no matter what stage we're in, is supermarkets? Rush there.
No, well, people don't. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to join the chaos and get up there. It was a lovely day. But well, I say, like, if the government has made it compulsory for face masks, which is, I hate wearing a face mask as much as anyone, but, you know, you got to do it. Why haven't they banned smoking? Because, standing at the traffic lights to cross the road, like yesterday, people with their masks around there, underneath their chin, just blowing cigarette smoke in people's faces, sitting in the traffic lights. Now, I don't confess to be a medical professional, but is that not blowing shit out of your mouth straight into people's faces? Wouldn't that be airborneing the virus?
I agree. I actually have noticed like less people smoking cigarettes, to be honest.
But yeah, well,
perhaps your area is a bit different.
Well, less people are killing people too, but it still happens.
This is very true. I thought spousal murder might go up, in all honesty.
Tough time to break up with your partner if you live together. Real tough time.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be fun. But I don't know why they don't cancel smoking in public, because you can just get away without wearing a face mask, say you're having a dart.
Swanee, on my kids, I was up the street and walking up the street locally, and a guy had a face mask on and took it off with a big lung buster.
Yeah.
Had it exactly as you said, blew it out, and then coughed his guts out and then put his mask back on. I just thought, well, that's Melbourne 2020.
Disgusting.
Were you ever a smoker, Sam?
Pardon?
No, you weren't. Was it Sam? Were you ever a smoker?
Oh, I'd dabble on the odd occasion when I was having a drink, yes, but I wouldn't consider myself a regular smoker, no. I definitely don't smoke it now, no.
Yes.
You know, out on the town. Do you remember going out on the town, guys? When I used to go out on the town every now and then, step outside.
Wasn't that a while ago? My clubs, that won't be open till, New Year. Let's talk about New Year's Eve. That's how far away it is.
Yeah.
Well, a whole year, it's...
Christmas on Zoom, Swanee?
Pardon?
Christmas on Zoom?
If I can't get back to Christmas, I'm going to cry. I've already cried about it.
We're meant to be in Mexico and Florida. So
now or then?
No, we have a flight booked 17th of December, but I'd imagine that won't be happening. We can't even leave our state. I don't know how we're going to leave the fucking country.
Hmm. I think you can get into America. I think America's not too fussy about who they let in.
Yeah, but you probably go for 2 weeks, but
like it'd have to be a 6 month holiday for me to justify sitting in a hotel room for 2 weeks on the way back.
Yeah.
Well, going for 2 or 3 weeks to have 2 weeks back in, like, no, I can't wrap my head around having a 2 week holiday to be sitting in a jail cell in a hotel for 2 weeks.
Swanee, this is not about the politics, but about, I want to know what your reaction was. You put out two tweets yesterday. I'm just going to read them out. If Australia was a sport, well, Victoria hasn't won a game on the bottom of the ladder with all players requesting a trade. Daniel Andrews has a full support of the day. We'll be sacked tomorrow morning. 5 minutes later. Oh, sorry, 2 hours later. My first foray into a political tweet. Yep, it worked well. Thanks to all the fuckwits who reminded me I'd been a footballer. I'd actually forgotten. Don't blame me for political tweets. Blame Daniel Andrews. Were you surprised by the reaction?
No, I wasn't. But, it was nice to have a lot of people to... Mate, first of all, I think political Twitter might be a little bit nastier than... well, not nastier, but a little bit more ferocious than footy Twitter.
Very, very full-on, isn't it? It's the dark side of Twitter. It really is.
Yeah, and I would be in the... bunch of the least political people in Australia. Like, I have no idea on. I've got a rough idea what Labor and Liberal is, but like, I've never voted. Like, I don't particularly care. It's never really affected me. But, so my political views, like, I usually probably vote Labor because all my mates are tradies and like my dad is in the unions. So, like, I vote Labor, but it wasn't so much about politics, it was about the person just not doing anything. I don't care about people's political views. It was like, well, someone needed to be yelled at. So he's a man. And listen, I don't know how much politics works, but wouldn't they be more respectful if they got up and said, yeah, this is my fault, I'll cop this, but we're going to take ownership of the blame for the state instead of not saying anything and pushing it to the inquiry, whatever it is. That, in my view, you'd be going better, but maybe I am just a stupid, simple sportsman and I don't understand how it works. But
you used to play football.
Yeah, well, I did. So I'd forgotten that yesterday. So, so I'm sorry about that, all the people. And then when I read it, I have a little chuckle to myself, and they don't even follow me, so I don't even know how I pop up on their feed.
That's the political Twitter that you're talking about. So everyone's got all these algorithms. Oh, someone said something about Daniel Andrews or Scott Morrison or whatever, and then all these bots start pounding you.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible stuff. I don't know where they'll come from. Not even from Melbourne. So I don't know where. So people from like other states get involved in our business. Like,
yes.
Nothing to do with you.
Absolutely, they do.
But it's all a bit of fun. I enjoy myself. I don't think I'll venture too far into political Twitter. It's a bit over my head, and half the words that were coming back in my replies I don't even understand. So I was like, "Well, I can't reply to that. I can't reply to that." So we'll let that go.
We have had a little win here on the podcast, and that is that Sam, you're now big in Sweden. Is that right?
Oh my god!
In Sweden, that's exciting.
Apparently, yes, Dane. I didn't feature in Playboy Sweden shared a photo of mine from the fernery.
How's your Swedish?
Yeah, not great. And one of my friends goes, "How good, you're in Playboy." I went, "Technically, I'm not in Playboy, and not great because I didn't get the pay packet that would come with said photo shoot."
Why didn't you hit him up? Swedish Chef was one of my favourites on the Muppets.
Unbelievable. And you can't, can you reshare that? Like, are your parents going to be proud? Oh, look who reshared my photo. Like, I don't know if they would be.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know if they would. I chose not to reshare it. Speaking of things, world page.
Fernery's going gangbusters, isn't it?
Oh my God, it really is. Not even, I haven't, there's some, yeah, look, Gareth took some more controversial photos during that fernery shoot. I haven't shared them on my page. So I'm glad that those ones didn't get reshared because that would have been a bit full on. You always know when something like that happens because you wake up and your phone has gone gangbusters. Like this morning my phone's gone gangbusters because a TV ad has come out with me on it overnight.
Oh, what are you doing?
Well, I'm just selling things basically. You know, girl's got to do what she has to do during isolation.
Absolutely.
I won't say the brand name, but I'm sure you'll see it over the weekend. Well, because nothing's for nothing, Dane. They don't sponsor this podcast. No, you know what
very,
I mean?
Very good, very good, very
Unless
good.
They want to sponsor this podcast, and then I'll talk about them for a whole hour.
So will I, yes.
Absolutely.
Would you have said this time last year, Sam? You would have said those words. That means that Dane is your influencer.
He is. He's an influencer. He's my influencer.
Yeah.
I look up to his influence. No, but they got me in the studio and originally hired me as a presenter, like think, you know, like well put together, respectable, calm, deliver the facts presenter. And I did that for about, you know, 5 or 6 takes and they were pretty happy. And right before we went to wrap, they were like, just for shits and giggles, can you put some ham on it? Put some mayo, make a sandwich, just go to town, just go over the top. And I was like, oh, I can do that. So I did a take being a full clown, like really over the top. And they were like, oh, I love it. And like, that was fantastic. So now I'm scared to watch the ad because I have a feeling in my waters they might use this fully over the top version. And I'm very mortified as to what's to come out. But
something for us to look forward to anyway, Swanee.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, okay. What did you make of the pies yesterday, please? I'm sure the people who haven't turned off yet are keen for you. What's happening there?
Well, they're going shit, aren't they?
What's happening, do you reckon?
Keep your summation short.
They got to get out of Perth. That's what they got to do. They belted Geelong over there, but they got hammered by West Coast, obviously. We're going all right, and Freo are going just as we're going worse than Collingwood. And their pressure is actually pretty good, but just fumbling. Well, you can't fumble in that AFL today. You fumble, it's the worst thing in the game because so many people run forward, or like the game moves so quickly. Like, you better pick it up and give a handball to a bloke running past. Like, you fumble after a split second, like that bloke's past you. And the pressure comes so quickly, bang, you turn it over and goes down the other end. But that's going to get their hands on it. And they're just going, they're going like a busted. And I guess they miss Pendles so much, which is not great considering he's fucking nearly 40 and they've got to start.
Nearly 40.
Well, he's feel like he's been there for 30 years. So he's got to, they've got to start to be able to win without him. Like, so I don't know how. And I've done research, but I know the stats. He hasn't missed many games, obviously, in his career, but I'd like to know how many they've won actually without him playing. So I don't know what that says about the rest of the footy club, that they can't win without him. So, and I don't know how bad his quad is, but they're going to have to find a way because he brings obviously that obviously amazing leadership, and he obviously can play. So, and around the ball in tight games when he's probably when he's missed most, so they really need to find a way to start replacing him because he's not going to play forever. Well, he may. He actually may play forever, but they might not make the finals the way they're going. But I think they got Sydney and Adelaide next, the next two, so...
They should be right with Adelaide, hopefully.
Well, there's two layups, you would think. So if they don't win them two, they don't deserve to make the finals. Another thing is, mate, you don't want to finish your season early and have to come back here. There's fucking nothing to do. Stay away as long as you can. You want to come to this?
It's an extra thing they're playing for at the moment, isn't it, Dane? Really? Stay away.
Well, the weather's been really nice for winter, but that's about the only positive is that we've got going is the weather's been nice, but the unfortunate thing is we're not allowed to fucking go out and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Hey, you said something very simply there, and I'm not being smart, but you said about you can't fumble in the AFL. that's almost the biggest change now in footy, isn't it? Or the evolution that with almost like a rolling mall, one little fumble then creates the opportunity just to go back the other way so quickly.
Yeah, mate. And look, as someone who never fumbled ever in the AFL, ever. It's not incredibly once. Frustrating to watch. Oh, it's just like it fucks up the whole system of your ball movement. Like, you know, one fumble, one missed handball goes over your head. And the way the players run up and down the ground these days, everyone like expecting a hand. Like everyone's just it's so crisp and clean. You miss that handball or you fumble, there's six Collingwood blokes sort of ahead of the ball that are expecting the ball to move, and they've all run past the ball. You fumble, and the Freo or the opposition sides who are, you know, a not goal side obviously turn around, and then all of a sudden they're 10 metres goal side. So you just can't fumble. But
well, you know how I always have a random question for you that's probably fairly obvious to a lot of people, but there's also probably some people out there like me that are not sure. Have you seen more fumbling of late? I feel like I noticed it a lot this round. Yeah. Particularly because the Eagles were so clean with their marking over the weekend, whereas I felt like it made me notice that everyone else seems to be not marking the ball as much. There doesn't seem to be many, you know, clean kicks to handballs. Is that something that you've noticed?
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit. The weather's been a bit greasy, and look, up in Queensland, obviously, well, the ball is very much like a cake of soap, so that doesn't help. But over in the west, I think it was a bit greasy there yesterday, but. So maybe that might have something to do with it, that it's greasy and wet. But you notice they're good players stand there so much because they're clean with the ball, and that's why they're very good players. They don't fumble, and they use the ball well, and they give their team plenty of time and space. So that is, you know, how an average player can become great. They just don't fumble. That's the difference between them. Just their cleanliness, I guess, is the word. Yeah, but. Yeah, Collingwood would want to figure out pretty soon because there's only how many games are left? Seven or eight or something like that?
Yeah, about halfway. That's nine. Interesting what you say, Sam, because and putting the two of what Swanee was saying beforehand, maybe it's not so much the fumbling is greater, but you notice it more because there's so many people around the ball that they really – if you do fumble, Swanee, you get smashed because now there's
yeah, exactly. And then that's one way. And like they talk about congestion and, you know, the rolling malls. Because when someone picks up a fumbles, bang, that gives it opportunity to bang, come in, tackle, and then there's all of a sudden there's eight players, then there's 12 players, and there's a ball up that everyone sets up, the bang. So if you could pick it up cleanly, bang, give a handball out, well, then it opens up the game. But
it just feels fucking scrappy at the moment, and I don't know if that's just my.
There's only one way to fix it, and then it will never happen.
And that
Which is to have 10 teams.
Well, as in, so it makes the competition across the board stronger.
Yeah, because there's so many players who aren't, well, they are good enough because they're playing AFL, but the talent pool is weakened so much because there's 18 sides.
Yeah.
You have 10 sides. Imagine combining, I don't know, I was going to say who's on top? Port Adelaide? So say 1 and 18, but I guess no one from probably Adelaide would probably make the side, so that's probably a bad analogy. But like, if you combined team 1-18, 2-17, you know, all the way up, well, how much stronger the sides would be? You wouldn't have as many. Now you're cutting jobs and stuff like that. Obviously, I want as many players to make a living as they can. But if you want to see the best games week in week out, you have to cut. You have to cut eight sides off. So you've got the best players playing every week, but it'll never happen. So this is what we put up with.
What do you say there? You actually reminded me. I remember Dermot Burton once said in his era, James Morrissey, whose nickname was the Freak, and for good reason, he was borderline All-Australian, and he was on their bench. So that back then was a 12-team VFL competition. The bottom four sides were complete garbage and the top four sides were unbelievable. It was almost like four state sides. So that's sort of what it reminds me of what you just said then, because if the talent's so much more compressed, you're going to get much better footy. But as you say, it's just not going to happen in an 18-team comp.
Yeah, exactly. But listen, is what it is. There's good footy. Like, there's always two or three decent games of footy on. There's a couple ones that you're like, this is ordinary. But, you know, we've got nothing else to do. So I'm
very glad that the basketball, I'm watching it now, that the footy's back, because it gives something to do at least every night. Maybe my missus hates it, but I'll watch it when she falls asleep, so I'll watch something at night.
Yeah, but
that's about it.
Take a black and white moody photo of yourself.
A what?
A black and white moody photo of yourself,
My phone's colour.
What?
My phone's colour.
Well, Sam, explain to me this challenge accepted thing that was going around, because you popped up on our feed.
Yeah, well, it actually was, I think the main idea behind it was lost in translation, a bit of Chinese whispers. It was meant to bring light to the fact that Turkish women are going missing on the daily basis at astronomical numbers, just, you know, and not necessarily women in high-risk professions like the sex trade and those kind of things. It was just general everyday women like Dane's girlfriend, myself, you know, just disappearing, and the next day their photos go up in black and white around Turkey. Forgive me if some of my facts are not totally on the mark here. There's probably still some more learning that I need to do. But what it eventuated into was women basically – I kind of liked it still, because I feel like women in general can be fucking bitches, particularly towards women. I feel like – you know, men.
Glad you said that, Sam, not me.
Yes. Oh, it's fucking atrocious. I think it's atrocious. Like, women can be so nasty to other women. Like, particularly, like, you know, if there's a good looking girl on TV and a guy goes, oh, she's hot. She may be fucking gorgeous, but if your girlfriend's sitting next to you, damn straight, she's going to rip shreds off of her, say, oh, she's this or that. She'll pick every negative thing. It's a jealousy thing. Whereas women should be uplifting women, I think. Well, just people shouldn't be mean to people. So it brought out a really nice movement in that people and women that I hadn't heard from in a long time would send you a really nice message basically saying, you know, hope you're going okay during this time. These are the things that I love and respect in you. You know, find, a, you know, they say 50 other people, but you never do it. Other women that inspire you or that are, you know, having a rough time, or just reach out to them and say some nice things to them basically and nominate them to do the same thing. So it was nice because I heard from some people that I hadn't heard from in a long time, particularly during this crazy lockdown time. It sparked some conversation between friends, and it also allowed me to reach out to people that I feel like I hadn't connected with in a while and tell them, you know, that I hope that they're doing okay and those kind of things. So it turned into a different movement about women supporting women, which I think is a nice movement in itself. But it's not where it started from. So I think there's some learnings we needed to do.
Glad I did some research on that one, because when I first saw the photos go around, I thought, well, I could take the piss out of this, and I'm going to take a black and white photo of myself picking up something with a bit of plumber's ass crack showing. And I'm learning with age, Sam. Just that probably wasn't one to take the piss out of.
Just check first, yeah. It actually was really nice. Like, you touched in a joking manner on single friends, but I think that some of my single friends are actually doing it the toughest at the moment, because they don't have the luxury of, you know, going and staying at their partner's house or even having someone to walk around the town with. Like, they're basically in prison.
That might not be the worst thing after a couple of weeks, let me tell you. I'll just hold that thought for a couple of weeks.
You're a soothsayer.
Yeah, and see how we go. Disaster.
Got an observation?
I've got a couple, but you just reminded me, Sam, when you were talking about girls. Oh, you brought something in my head about The Bachelor and stuff are back on now, whatever it is. I thought of an idea for The Bachelor.
Okay.
But instead of like the woman or the man choosing the woman or man, they choose a puppy.
I'm listening.
And they have like 20 puppies running in the house, mm-hmm. and then they have to eliminate them one by one until they pick one. Well, I imagine that would be heartbreaking, and what a show that would be. Well, imagine having to let go of we're not killing them, but like having to like send four puppies home. Well, how sad would that be? Like, I think that would be a great show. I'd watch it.
Swanee, this is your Netflix needs a shuffle button. That is going to happen. That is a great idea for a show.
Yeah.
Host it, Dane? I know. I mean, you know, you're available.
I would absolutely watch it. Oh, to do it. Barney doesn't play well. Oh, I'd host it. Yeah, Barney doesn't play well with others. But I'd end up I couldn't be the doggerette or the dogula or whatever they call it.
Doggerette or the dog.
Because.
But you would be the Osher Glinsberg, would you?
Yeah, I'd find it very hard not to be able to take them all. So I couldn't. I'm not sure I could put myself in that situation because I couldn't give any of them up. I don't think. Oh.
Polygamous for dogs, for mate, puppies.
I watched that. There was that show on Channel 10, the Pommy one, where that people go in and get the dogs. Did you see that? It was on like a, you know, the Who Gives a Fuck time slot of like 1 p.m. on like a Sunday or, you know, on some outrageous time where no one's watching TV. But I remember what I was called. I'll tell you next week. It was that was really good. That was sad sometimes too.
But that was good. Any others? Because I've got a list. I need to give a list for the.
Were you going to talk about out of all the things that for a journo to get sacked about?
Yeah, I know it's a bit ridiculous, isn't it? Mitch Cleary this morning.
Like out of all the things, and listen, we get along well with. I get along well with most of the journos, but out of all the things journos have written and made up, and you know, and listen, 95% of them do a great job and comment on the sport on the footy, which is completely fine. But out of all the things. Journos that have written and carried on about and lied about, this is where they decided to make a stand. It's quite bewildering. But I don't know, I think I was yawning. Bewildering, is that the word?
Yes, I love it when you use big words, Dane.
It's a bold strategy.
I'll make a prediction. Mitch Cleary gets his job back. And my gut feel, which has got no intel on this, but I got a feeling the AFL was reacting to maybe some advice from somewhere about you know, let's face it, the woke cancel culture side of things. You and I would be familiar with that, Dane. Yeah.
But who was upset about – I only briefly flicked it on this morning when I was putting on League Pass, yeah. And it popped up, but wasn't it already out there that
yes.
Who it was? So what is he being suspended for?
That's right. So something usually doesn't make sense. It makes sense.
But yeah. What has he been suspended for? Actually, for look, what is the for breaching something or for
posting a story about Pukoccia,
yeah, I understand. 20,000. Yeah.
Yep, and that was then deleted, but he posted it after it was deleted.
But why is that bad?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
That's the question.
If it doesn't make any sense, it suggests to me that someone, be it the AFLPA or somewhere in the AFL that maybe has an area that says to get yourself over with the woke.
If it was the AFLPA got this done, they fucked over me a couple of times.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I paid my membership every year.
Yep.
And I can only get any help when they – for. Plenty of things where they can get journos sacked or suspended. But, you know, in saying this, I've always said, I'm pretty sure I've said it on our first podcast that there needs to be like a suspension, like rule in place for journos, like for this. And now I'm talking for this, for what that this young journo did now, but for them to be held accountable for the slander and the bullshit they say. So if this is going to be a common thing going forward and Mitch just has to cop the brunt of it for the first time, well, he's just unlucky, but at least they might set a precedent that if you – but he said the right thing, so it's – well, he said the truth, so you can't argue with that. But if journos are going around just making stuff up and lying in papers or saying something, you know, disparaging or something, then they should be able to get a two-week suspension and without pay or writing – not able to write on their football or have a break because if AFL players fuck up, they get fined or suspended. So journos are just as big as – like we always hear that, you know, journos are just as big a part as of the AFL community as the players and that. So they should be thrown in. If they fuck up, they get suspended. So I agree with the notion that journos should be suspended or fined if they do the wrong thing. But
not in this case.
From the – well, it looks from the naked eye that hasn't done the wrong thing, but, you know,
I think the AFL have done themselves a disservice because by firing him, it makes them look like they're trying to cover it up almost. They're, like, not condoning his story, which was basically the truth. Like, he's shining a light on an area where they've fucked up and it doesn't look good for their PR game, so they've got rid of him. Yeah. Whereas they should have, you know, he's done the right thing as a journo, exactly.
You know, from Bruiser.
Right.
I'm saying I went to the dentist the other day. That was an experience. I don't think I've as felt as judged walking, sitting in a dentist chair as I've felt in a long time. Or maybe my missus judges me a lot in a negative light. But like, it's one of those things, like, you always, I don't know why, but always lie to someone. You know, it's like when you're going, when you're getting a haircut or something, you're getting a shit one. You go, yeah, no, that looks good. That looks good. And you walk out and you're like, oh, fuck, why didn't I just say to stop cutting my hair? But like, I was at the dentist. He was like, yeah. You know, looking at my mouth and stuff, I needed to. I tweeted ages ago, well, maybe, well, this has been the longest, quickest year of all time. I can't, it's just for, it's odd, but I tweeted ages ago that I was deciding I was going to become a Minties man again and start eating Minties.
It's good to have that goal.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's coming to an end.
Oh, no.
Because chewing on a Minty and it pulled out half of one of my fillings.
Mm.
Sparkle.
Yeah, so but I couldn't be bothered. So I went, you know, no one likes going to the dentist, let's be honest, it sucks. So I went back there and what happened here? And I just automatically feel the urge to lie to the dentist.
What did you tell him?
I was swishing some mouthwash around in my mouth and you wouldn't believe it, the filling just popped out. No, I didn't do that. I said I was eating an apple or something like that.
You were flossing?
Yeah, I said I was eating an apple. And then also, that was the next thing. So have you been flossing, Dane, and looking after you? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, floss. Oh, the odd night I might miss it. I haven't flossed in 5 years. But, yeah, the odd night I probably forget, you know, I'm just lazy. But, yeah, I try it. But I forget that she's staring straight at my teeth and has seen a million pairs of gums and can pretty much knows that I'm lying. Oh, yes, Dan. And you're like, yep. I'm looking after you. Yeah, absolutely. And I can just feel the tone in her voice. It's completely judging me, realizing that I'm full of shit and that's why I'm going back. I've got to go back about 4 times in the next 6 weeks to get my teeth all fixed because they're fucked. So, so going to the dentist is a good thing. And I felt judged, unfortunately.
Not the first time, and I'm sure it won't be the last, but good on you for being brave, Dane.
Wednesday, I'm back in, I think. I've got two missing teeth at the back, and they need to have implants in them.
All right, we'll get a report off you
Before Ralph starts with the listener feedback. And
no, questions. We have to go anyway. So you say you one thing.
We need to finally get to this Malula Bar story. So everyone stay tuned because by all accounts, it's a cracker and we always run out of time for it.
Yeah. I want to talk about whether AFL Hub should have strip clubs in them or not. But
yes, or chicken wings.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, that's what I wanted to
Topics.
Well, they're going to be in a hub next week. We're going to be in a hub next week, I would imagine.
Exactly. I'll get to all the instant messages that we haven't been able to do this week. Paul Gardner has helped us out, and we did say we'd be finished about now. So any final thoughts, Dave?
I wanted your thoughts on the Hugh Bowman thing as well, but we can talk about that at another time. Have you got a joke for us?
Yes, I have this week. Sam, have you got any final thoughts before the joke?
Oh, God, I'm nervous about your joke. That's my final thought.
Jokes don't expire, so I can say mine next week. So,
all right. So there was a plane crash over the Pacific, and there was only two survivors. It was Bazza from Hoppers Crossing, and Taylor Swift, and they were fine. And they after a few months, they couldn't get out of there, and they started a life together, and they started getting on good to the point where they were in a relationship in quotation marks. Anyway, a few months down the track, Taylor Swift says to Bazza, look, this is great, but would you like me to do anything different? Bazza says, yeah, could you put on a suit and pretend you're a bloke? She goes, yeah, well, okay. What else do you want me to do? Well, just go about 500 meters away and then just walk towards me slowly. So, okay. So then she does. She says, all right, I'll do that. So she puts on the suit and goes, starts walking towards him and says, g'day, mate. And Bazza says, g'day, mate. And he goes, hey, mate. He goes, and Taylor goes, yeah. He goes, guess who I'm fucking. Can you do the joke next week, Dave?
Where'd you come out with that one?
Surge.
Oh, well. Oh, my goodness.
Do you want me to give you mine?
Yeah, you better.
Well, because the jokes expire, so we need to get them out because then they're gone. A guy just walks in and goes into his doctor's office for a checkup and sits down on the bench. And then the doctor walks in and goes, "Mate, listen, you're going to have to stop masturbating." He goes, "Why, doc?" He goes, "Oh, because I'm about to examine you."
There it is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.